Holy crap. Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate, cooperate. You can go a long way. I'm also published throughout the internet as well. You can also reach me at byebyebluesky.com and Gag Canada. So feel free to check out those sites as well. Get some education, get some stimulation, get involved, and do something. What do you say? Hopefully everybody can hear me well. I had a kind of a pleasant surprise this week. I was through my emails, and I got an email saying that a minister down in Texas, Three Hearts Ministry, was actually doing a sermon on me. I says, okay, this should be good. So I went and watched it on YouTube, and I'll tell you, this woman's on fire. She's got a fire up her backside, boy. She's lit right up, ready to go, I'm telling you. So I wanted everybody to have a chance, an opportunity to hear the sermon. I mean, I'm not a churchgoer by any stretch of the imagination. I do believe in the living God. I do believe in Jesus. You know, I have no problem with that. You know, it's where it is, that's what it is. You know, and that's where I stand with that. But I am not a churchgoer. I don't believe in churches. I don't believe in any of these Babylonian BSing themes are out there. I don't follow any of these Masonic TV evangelicals either, nor do I believe in the Jesuits or Zionist infiltration of the church. So I'm not one that really watches these types of things. To be quite honest with you, a lot of times I think they're a little bit on the whimsical side and some of their ideas and whatnot. But anyway, this particular woman, Sherry Beltram, even had a problem even pronouncing my name, so that's a mouthful. But anyway, if you get a chance, go on to YouTube and type in Weather and Chemical Warfare, - Part 12, More Gallons than Tony P. And, she does her sermon. She mentions Jesus and getting saved and getting right with God, you know, and that's what she should be talking about. You know, and then she mentions me and about what's going on and, you know, some of the things. She went on my YouTube and started reading some of the comments on my YouTube and started, you know, because somebody told her about me. Some associate of hers told her about me. So she decided to check me out. And so she decided to actually look at some of the comments, and she was just amazed at some of the things that, you know, I said. She does give a warning, which I found gave me a chuckle. She says, I got to warn you, he does curse. I was going to write her back and say I wasn't cursing, I was speaking Canadian. And the language I was using was very universal, across the board, America or Canada. But I didn't write her. And anyway, she, I think it might inspire some of you. She exhorts the church, boy, I'll tell you. She gives the church hell over some things. But, yeah, go if you get a chance, go listen to it. I think you'll find it very, you know, uplifting on some level. I hope so, anyway. She does put it out there as well. She's not one to mince words. You may not agree with her whole theme and her belief systems, and that's okay too. We don't have to always agree on everything. You know, everyone believes based on what they know, on what they've researched or what they've read or what they've experienced, and so you go with that. You know, certain things, I don't deal with people with rapture things because I don't think the rapture even exists. I think it's a lot of nonsense, but she believes in it. That's fine. That's okay. I have no problem with that either. I'm one of the ones that believe that the Christians are going to go through the tribulation. I don't see us not going through it. My perspective is if the early saints went through hellfire and brimstone, I don't see how we're going to escape this, especially with the AI technology that is today and with all the AI robots I'm seeing that can go into towns and communities and wipe out everything in sight. There's even a reference in Revelations where the saints will be hunted night and day by things that will not need to eat or drink, nor need rest. So it leads me to think in terms of AI bots or AI technology that won't need to feed or rest like we do. As long as they have an operating system running and a program being fed to it, which can be done via satellite or other satellite dishes or towers, they will be in operation. If you want to take out AI programming, you have to shut down the program. Your guns, bullets, and bombs may disperse the mechanism, but if it has a self-assembling, self-repair program operating in its system like the nanobots in our bodies, then it will reassemble itself and pursue you. So unless you shut down the programming of these particular things, they are going to keep on coming at you. And that's, you can have a 30-06, you can have a 50 caliber, it won't matter. You can blow these things to pieces and they will just reassemble. If you've ever watched the sci-fi Star Trek The Next Generation and you see what happens when they meet the Borg is this nanotechnology or synthetic biology. And when they were hitting them with different scalar frequencies and hitting them with EMP pulses and different light photonic frequencies, after the third or fourth hit, they assembled, they were able to come up with a countermeasure, and they couldn't be stopped. And the only way you could have stopped these things is by turning off the program. They have given us the solution. You just got to be smart enough to see it. Okay, and that's where it is. So that's my thinking on it anyway. But again, I'm going off into a little bit of a tangent there. But that's what we're dealing with today, AI, synthetic biology, AI technology. We have to form our own blockchain. And what I mean by that is those of us who are awake know what's going down, know what's coming down the pipe, is aware of this AI technology and the blockchain that they're trying to implement and the synthetic biology they're infecting everybody with to integrate biology completely with synthetic biology. Anyone who knows what's going on needs to start thinking in those terms in regarding to neutralizing or shutting that off or protecting yourself. When 5G hits, it's going to activate a lot of nanobiology in your systems to completely or to more efficiently disengage your DNA, to disengage your genetic code. This is all being done because biblically, we were made in God's image after God's own likeness. In other words, we have God's DNA in us. And in order to corrupt us completely, our DNA would have to be replaced with some other DNA. So what do you want to call it? Demonic? What do you want to call it? Interdimensional species? Reptilian? Whatever the theme of the day is, you know, Nephilim, transhuman. It's all the same crap. Violation. Desolation of the sacrilege, meaning that our genetic code or our aspect of us that reflect God is being destroyed. That's what this is doing. This is what this is all about. And this is where you have to, and if this alarms you, this is a good sign. It means you're still alive. And if you're going to run and say, well, Jesus is going to save us and Jesus is going to do this, I have no question that Jesus will save us. I have no doubt that he will. The question is when, and are you going to be able to stand until that time comes? That's the question. See, everyone says, well, Jesus is going to save us. Everyone's got this program running in their head, this vision or this illusion or this theater running in their head that, you know, in the nick of time, Jesus is going to save you and pull you out. I never read anybody in the Bible that didn't go through some kind of hell. All the apostles were slaughtered, except for John. John was blinded, put on an island, he saw the visions of Revelation. But Peter got hung upside down. I forget how Paul died. He wasn't very pleasant either. You know, Andrew hung on a cross, an X cross. They call it the St. Andrew's cross. Thomas got broiled alive in India. You know, they put him in a iron, some kind of iron container, and then cooked him inside the iron container. You know, they all suffered. I don't see how we're not going to. I'm all for missing that whole suffering thing. Trust me, I'm not into, you know, having my brains pounded out or anything like that either. But I don't see it, and I see a war against the saints coming. And what I'm seeing primarily is the saints are going to be caught with their knickers down because they're all caught up on some kind of theology or mythology. I guess that's a good word. All caught up on some kind of mythology. And it's not just the saints. So you don't think I'm picking on the Christian church or, you know, the believers. I'm not picking on believers. I'm just saying a lot of believers are caught up in mythology. And you can stream all the scriptural references you want together. You can tag this and tag that. But the bottom line is, if you're wrong, if what you've been taught is doctrinal mayhem that's been passed on from generation to generation because nobody's ever really looked at it or examined it or has been taught to examine some of these references according to the way that their church, theology, cult, whatever, ideology has taught them, and you're not looking at these things correctly, which I don't think anybody really is anymore, we're only seeing things in part at best, then if you are not ready when the time comes, you're going to get your ass handed to you, but hard. That's the bottom line there. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this. You better be like a rabbit. A rabbit has two holes, one in and one out. One if he's being pursued, and another one to get out just in case. You better have that venue. You may get prepared like, you know, we're going to leave. We're going to be here for another 100 years, being prepared for whatever persecution comes, or be prepared that, you know, when Christ comes back, we're gone. I prefer that over the other. But it's never been the case, not normally. So again, all I'm just saying primarily is get your butt ready. Don't sit there thinking, well, you know, Jesus is going to come back, and when he comes back, we're just going to be one big party. Maybe. Or maybe, you know, you go through it all and see it all. I mean, I don't see Jesus coming back in Revelation until after the last trumpet's blown. That's when I see him coming back. Now, again, that's how I see it, but again, I could be wrong on that too. And again, I don't need to send you some theological streaming or whatever that just says, you know, there's a mid-rapture, after rapture, before rapture. I don't buy into the whole rapture thing. I think that was all introduced to subjugate Christians to become asleep, to put them to sleep, to give them a false sense of complacency, a false sense of security, so that when you're being assaulted and attacked by this AI system coming down the pipe, because if you don't bow down to that mark, if you don't bow down to the AI system that's coming into fruition, when it fully gets the blockchain in place, if you don't bow down to it, you get taken out. That's even written biblically. So either way, all I'm saying is I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm not somebody who is super well versed in this stuff. I can say this much, based on what I've understood, based on all the biblical references I've read, basically on all the historical stuff I've read, it ain't gonna be easy. That's what I see. Even Noah had 600 years to get ready, but he had to prepare for the flood, and then God was the one that shut the door. So all I'm just saying in this regard is get ready either way. Don't allow yourself the sense of complacency. And for those who don't believe in the biblical truth, those who believe in this New Age bullshit, and you know the universe is going to do something for you, let me point something to you out about the universe. The universe is nothing but one big magnetic field. And the more you actually study this whole concept of the universe and what you're believing in a magnet. Basically, fundamentally, a big, huge magnet with multiple magnets within the magnet. That's what you're believing in. And the whole concept of end time prophecies. Even Muslims, even the Judaic principles, even the Islamic principles, people of Islam also believe Jesus is coming back. Everyone's got their idea what's going to happen when Jesus comes back. And again, you can debate that till the cows come home. But all I got to say about that is when Jesus comes back, the Messiah for those of the Jewish persuasion or the Israeli persuasion, when Jesus comes back, the King is here. That is the King. There ain't no other King. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. When he comes back, he rules. His system will be put in place, nobody else's. So for those of you who don't believe in all these things, you know, and believe in whatever, and again, I'm not trying to push religion because I'm not a religious man either. Far from that. Far be it from me being religious. All I'm going to tell you is you may want to start investigating at least the prophecies that are written by the different belief systems. I've read some of the native prophecies. I've read some of the, I can't think of the French soothsayer there. He's a Catholic guy. Nostradamus, I read some of his stuff. I've read some of the biblical stuff. They all seem, and even read some of the Islamic stuff. They all seem to have the same theme, all of them. Crap hits the fan huge. And people weren't ready. So anyway, I mean, that's about as far as I'm going to go with that. But again, go watch her. Again, Weather and Chemical Warfare, Part 12, Morgellons and Tony P. You may find... Tony P does hurt. We have to, like I said, start thinking that nothing is working right. All the crap we're seeing on television, the distractions and the bullshit, is all about misleading us and putting us in a state of complacency. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, everybody's being infected with synthetic biology. Everybody's being infected with artificial intelligence. Everyone's being infected with genetics and transgenetics and epigenetics, vaccines. I get emails sent to me, and I got to tell you something. Some of these emails piss me off to no end. Because, and I'll explain why I get pissed off with some of these emails. Everybody that writes to me in regard to vaccines knows that the vaccines aren't any good. And they know that the vaccines cause problems with the children. And then they get into a debate with family members. And then they capitulate to the family members who, number one, are not medical professionals. Don't know their backside from their front side. Okay? And they capitulate to them rather than the facts. And then I get an email asking me if I can take this crap out of a child. Now, when I read this stuff, I start speaking in tongues, but not the godly tongues, the other ones, the salt of the earth language. Because what a lot of you who are doing this is failing to understand that once you inject a child with this epigenetic, transgenetic, genetic abomination, it then takes only minutes or moments before it interacts with their DNA and genetic code. It starts being incorporated into their DNA and genetic code, and it starts to turn off their DNA almost immediately. And what you're asking me to do is to turn water into wine. I'm not qualified at this stage in time. Maybe one day, but not today. You know, this is what you're asking. You're asking for me to go into somebody's DNA that's been completely corrupted now because of a decision you made and capitulated to a bunch of dumbasses who don't know anything about the medical. Come on back. And we're going to hear more about why I get ticked. See you in a bit. Hey, welcome back to The Remedy. I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. I'm going to continue on with my tirade today in regarding to what I see with these emails. I get the emails with this tone. I had an argument with my family and about vaccines, and I caved in. And I gave my child a vaccine. And I know they're no good. I know they cause problems. I know they can affect my son and daughter, you know, whatever. Can you help me pull this crap out? You know, when I hear stuff like that, I'm ready to put my foot in somebody's backside and give it a crank. Honest to God, it just pisses me off to no end. You have no idea what you're doing when you capitulate to stupidity. These people are stupid. If you were awake enough to know that this stuff is lethal, okay, and they have an opinion, okay, take a stand for the truth. Stand up for it. See, that's been the problem with everybody, especially those of us who have the truth in some level. The few of us that do stand up get ostracized, criticized, condemned. Guys like me who have this attitude that we don't give a flying flamingo about your opinion. You can take your opinion and shove it up your backside because opinions are like backsides. Everybody has one. So when people offer you their opinion about why you should vaccinate your child, why aren't you pulling out the facts about what's in these vaccines? Or better yet, why don't you tell them to stick that needle up their own backside and let them feel the full wrath of this chemical cocktail? If they're so gung-ho in having your child violated and their DNA violated, then let them stick the needle up their own arse and see how they deal with the genetically modified organisms moving through their systems, turning off their DNA. You see, that's how you need to take a stand. I wish I had known 30 years ago what I know today. My son and daughter would have been homeschooled, and the hell with the educational system and the hell with the medical system. They would not have been touched with a needle. I didn't know any better at the time. I do now. See, today, if by some outstanding miracle by the Almighty, I were to be bringing any more kids into this planet, which I have no intention of doing, if that happened, that bloodline would not be touched by anything the medical field has to offer. Okay, you have to understand something here. In today's time, two people, copulating to produce a child is not only transferring their DNA with each other, they're also transferring the nanotechnology that's embedded inside of your cells, inside of your egg, inside of your sperm. We're not looking at this from we're looking at this, oh yeah, we're going to bring a child into this planet. What are we bringing a child into? I have no idea. And what DNA are we mixing to get today with this technology that's already inside your, it's in your sac. For those of you who are males who can still rise to the occasion, your seed has the nano in it. I have had guys contact me telling me that they're pulling threads and fullerene material out of their penis after they've engaged in intercourse. I've had women contact me telling me that they've had fibrous materials coming out of their vaginal area after they've applied some techniques that I've told them to use. Now, let me point something out about you women. So you women wear those tampons, those big pillows that you stick inside to absorb the bloods while you're on your monthly cycle. Well, what you're not getting is that mucus that goes around those tampons, okay, will stick to that material. So when you pull them out, you leave some of that fibrous material inside of you, which then the nano inside of you has a building block. And as a result, you wind up with menstrual issues, you wind up with vaginal issues, you wind up with cervical issues. And I would think, in my humblest estimation, that a lot of cervical cancers that are occurring is a direct result of this tampon technology that they're embedding in, that you're embedding inside of you during that time of the month. And one of the things I have women do is to make a douche with water and vinegar. They build a triangle, and they douche themselves with the water and vinegar, and then they load themselves up inside. Cork themselves, they've got these vaginal plugs that you can get, and then they pulse themselves, and when they pulse themselves for about 5 to 7 minutes, they put the triangle, they put it on the pelvic region and put it on the backside, they pulse themselves, pull the plug, and stuff comes out, and you might be surprised what may actually be coming out of your reproductive system. They have hijacked us on ways you can't imagine. So when you are copulating to produce an offspring, this is what you are dealing with. And this may sound a little bit overwhelming and overtaxing, you know. Even when you're looking at the condom concept, using a condom, those condoms, when you're engaging in copulation, what was wind up happening is that friction from that latex is now being embedded into that woman's tissues and the chemicals in the spermicide as well, which can also transfer some other unwanted side effects. So we're not dealing with anything relatively safe here. And I'm not saying not to have sex. I'm saying that you might want to consider what you're doing when you are. And you might want to consider the whole concept of the monogamous situation again, because in the monogamy, it ain't going to go far. You're not taking other DNA from other people, whether men and women, and containing that and carrying whatever is being mixed. You know, the whole monogamous thing, I can see really making a comeback in a very strong way because of this violation. So my point here is this. If you are going to have a child, and you're understanding the repercussions of having a child in today's life, and then you ask me if I can remove a material out of a baby, it can be done, but there may be other side effects to that. There may be some other damage to that, because what you got to use to get that out is extremely toxic and extremely powerful, which may cause other damage or unwanted effects as well. You don't win in this situation. So the next time some jackass wants to tell you how to run your affairs in your own family, then you take a stand for your family and tell them to FRO. You figure what that means. And tell them to go do some research in regarding to what is in these vaccines, because a lot of these people who are talking vaccines are still thinking 1970, 1960, 1950. We are no longer in those days, and the vaccines they're putting in there is extremely toxic. And a lot of people have no idea that are talking about encouraging the use of vaccines. They don't have a clue what's in these things. They don't. I had a guy come in here who was a guardian, and was talking to the young woman. She was in her mid to late teens. She didn't want to get vaccinated, but she had this issue not to convince her guardian not to force her to get the vaccine. So when he came in the door, the first thing I asked him was, "Are you really Mediterranean or what?" And he looked at me and said, "Well, yeah, I'm Mediterranean." I said, "Well, if you're Mediterranean, why aren't you protecting your bloodline? Why aren't you protecting your this child you're watching over?" He said, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "Well, you're going to have her go and get a vaccine that's going to put in her genetic material from cows, chickens, mules, dogs, whatever, aborted babies." I said, aren't you telling me you're Catholic too? You're one of these Catholic people? Because I'm not Catholic, so I throw that out there really hard with the Catholics. He said, "Well, yeah, I'm Catholic." I said, "Well, I thought Catholics were against abortions." Well, he said, "Yeah, we are. So why are you putting an aborted baby into this woman here, this young woman that you're watching over?" He said, "What?" I said, yeah. He says, go look it up. They're putting aborted baby into these people. Why are they putting that into? Why are they putting that genetic code into somebody? He had no idea. Had no clue. Yet he was advocating the use of these damn vaccines. So, you know, you take the stand. Look, if you don't know what's in these vaccines, you go on my website, augmentinforce.com. There's a vaccination link on the main page. If you go into the recipe for a YouTube, there's also an excipient page for vaccines. Pull them out. Print them up. Show them to these morons that want you to do something that violates the mankind nature that the child has. The godly nature that God put into this child that they want to corrupt. You know, I'm not mincing any words tonight. I don't, like I said, I had one. I was like, you know, off the gun when I seen this email. I thought, oh boy. Because, you know, I get to a point I had to get up and walk away from the computer, you know, and then I start having words with the Almighty on this, you know. So anyhow, you need to, like I said, take a stand. You know, if they say they're going to disassociate themselves with you, they're dead weight anyway. Let them go. You know, there's going to be a division in the end anyhow. The Bible says that, you know, father and mother are going to be against, you know, son and daughter and so forth and so on. There's going to be division because there's going to be the old wine and the new wine, and the old new wine don't mix, you know. Those of us who see the truth are not going to follow the traditional ways. It's just not going to happen. Traditional ways only keep you in the state of tradition and religion, and you can't see the kingdom of God in that aspect. We start seeing the kingdom of God when we start seeing the truth. We start seeing the truth about how these things corrupt us. Then we start deciding that we're going to live and live properly. We start seeing how things are being genetically engineered, then we and how they have an impact on the whole overall planet. We make the changes so that we don't cooperate with this system. This system is nothing but one big corrupt violation and illusion. At best. There's nothing here, period, that says, wow, this is the planet to be on. We should live here forever. And those of you who still have this illusion that, you know, all is right in your world because you've got a job and you've got some sign of false security, let me point something out to you. Most of us who are talking the talk we talk have had the same thing you have now. All of us have had it. And of all of us have lost it one way or another, because the way the system works is it gives you what you think you want because it programs you in what you think you want or what you think is the way to go. And then once you reach a certain apex or peak, then the system will take everything away from you. It causes a major collapsing. This is, and it'll bring you at this low time low so that you will then surrender whatever broken person you are to the system. And you will keep on believing the system as long as it keeps it. The more it abuses you, the more you'll go to the system because your eyes are closed. When your eyes open, you begin to ask the questions, well, I did everything right, what went wrong? And then you try it again and you can't even get to the first for where you got to the first time, you will begin to realize that the system has been set up for failure. Everything is set up for failure. Marriages are set up for failure. Careers are set up for failure. Life expectancy has been set up for failure. Everything's been set up for failure. So when you get that theme going, that's when you're going to start really looking at some of the things that everybody is telling you about. Chemtrails above you, the towers, the 5G coming around the corner, the epigenetics, the transgenetics, the vaccines, the fluoridated water supply, the lithium in the sky, the aluminum that you're being exposed to, the radioactive materials, the false flags are being pumped out to the political deceptions that are being manipulated so that you have, so while you're looking to the right, they take something from you in the left. That's when you're going to start to see these things. But till you get broken, till you lose what you've got, till you get to a point where you have, you have a sense of sobriety of reality, you are not going to see it. As Christ said, unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God, because as long as you're in this matrix, as long as you're following the system, as long as you're capitulating to what is what you think you should be doing, to go along, to be a constructive person in society, and all the right adjectives that they've used to deceive you, until you get free of that, you can't even see the kingdom, because what you're seeing is the illusion of what the kingdom really is. And that may be a hard pill to swallow, but that is the bottom line. You don't see it until you lose the illusion. Till the illusion is gone, all you see is the illusion. And that's nothing philosophical. That is bottom line reality. So again, when we're talking about vaccines, and again, I wasn't planning on spending the whole theme on it, but like I said, these things, it's not just one email that I get. I get a lot of these, and I get to a point of complete frustration, because at this stage, all you can do is chelate the nanobots that they've used out of the system. You got to chelate the metal particulates out of the system. This is not an easy task to be doing to a child. In fact, it can be just as dangerous or just as problematic as the vaccines. Because you're dealing with the genetic code here, and you've corrupted the code. You've allowed the institutions of the illusion to corrupt the code. And then you start feeding the child baby formula, which has soy in it, and silicon dioxide, and titanium dioxide, and all kinds of wonderful things that further cause genetic damage to these children. We're not living in the same day I lived in. I would seriously say anyone who wants to have a child today, you should be prepared to go off-grid. Be prepared to homeschool the children, and be prepared to deal with government interference the whole time your child is developing and growing, because they are coming after your child. They're coming after your children. Because majority of these vaccines they're putting out there, you know, the flu vaccine and all the rest of free shots, those are nothing but implants that they're giving people. They want you to have the free flu vaccine because, I mean, you think about this now. Drug companies don't give anything away for free unless in the long term they're going to make more money. Now, if we implement a microchip in these flu vaccines, now guess what? We can now activate a flu in these people anytime we want to. All we got to do is turn on the frequency that would activate the program that they injected into these people to simulate a flu-like symptom or a condition, so that these people keep coming to the doctor, keep getting medicated, keep getting loaded up with the nano programming in these medications, so they can continually be targeted with frequencies and they stay sick all their lives. This is the hijack of them all. It's so diabolical. Here's a free flu. And now, for those of you who are 65 and older, let me give you a word of advice. They don't work on you. Your immune system is so set at this stage in life that if a flu bug hits you, it would just bounce. It would just bounce. So the only reason they're giving you a free flu vaccine is because they need to integrate this technology inside of you, these chips and these nanobots inside you, so that when they activate the frequencies, they can now disrupt your DNA to such a level that now you start to die. You don't get sick, you start to die. That's what this is all about. And this is why you shouldn't be so volunteering with your genetic code and your DNA. You know, there are some people, no matter what you tell them, are just stupid. Plain and simple. And the definition of stupid is the incapacity to learn. The incapacity to look for the answers. That's being stupid. Or the unwillingness to learn. The unwillingness to change. Unwillingness to adapt to the facts as they change. Okay, these are the stupid ones. Stupid people are done. You know. So stupid people are done. You're never going to help them. They are pretty much done, you know. And don't waste your time on them. All you can do too, and I always tell people this, when I talk to people about anything in regard to alternatives, whether they be in herbalism, whether they be in chemtrails, whether they be in nanobiology, synthetic biology, genetics, epigenetics, you know, things of this nature, All I do is tell them the truth. I don't expect a conversion. I never expect a conversion. What I do expect is that they will one day get the opportunity to wake up to the reality of what's going on. That is when you will start seeing the changes. That's when they get into that point. They, again, and if they don't, and as people say, you know, and I get this all the time from people. Well, you know, I tell people they don't listen to me. They think I'm crazy. They think I'm this. I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. You have done what was required to do, to tell the truth. If they don't want to hear it, that is their affair. At this point, there won't be any excuse at the end that they didn't get a chance to hear the truth. They have heard the truth, and they've rejected it. They don't want to be bothered with it. They don't want to deal with it. That's their prerogative, and that's it. Whether they're not, they convert or not is another story. You know, I don't worry about their conversions. You know, I worry about getting it out there, telling the truth, in hopes that they will wake up and in hopes they will save themselves. That's the hope, you know. So that's the intent and the hope. But when we're dealing with, you know, people don't want to hear it or say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let them go. You've done your job. You've done your job. Somebody else will talk to them, and I mentioned that before. I've had that situation occur, and you know, where I talked to somebody and they told me I was FOS, and you know, the government wouldn't do this, and blah blah blah. Next day they went to a bingo in Michigan, and some 8-year-old got up in the middle of the bus and said, "Look at those chemtrails." She was speaking Canadian, like I do. Look at those chemtrails. I can't say it on the air because again that wouldn't be very Christian or any other it wouldn't be proper. But she was speaking very Canadian that day too, and he heard it. He understood what she was saying because he called me the next day. He said, "What the bloody hell's going on?" So, well, I told you the government's trying to kill you. He didn't, you know, because that generation bought into the whole government is on your side. My generation didn't trust anything. I still don't, you know, I still don't. Okay, before I go on. Let me talk about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You need to support the network. Hey, that's all there is to it. Support the network. They're giving you the good stuff. They're giving you the good stuff, man. Can you dig it? They're helping you out. They're helping you save your lives. You know, the least you can do is offer them some support. So give them your support. BlueSky.com. And myself, Susan Maher and myself, are going to be up in the Metro Toronto area at the Green Show, August 6th through 8th. We're going to be there. We're going to try to show you how to do things. We're going to do some demos. We're going to have some information all over the place there. I think it's going to be a great event. I think it's going to be a good place for you guys to come and get with it and to help spread the word even, you know. But again, come on down, say hi, you know, if you've heard about us and whatever. You know, we've been pumping this out. So we want everybody to come and, you know, make a connection, you know, and see what you can do for your activists. You know, ask what you can do for your activists, not what your activists can do for you kind of thing. So check us out. Check out the Green Show. I think it's going to be a good one again this year. We had a good one last year. I think we'll have a good one this year. You can also go to my website. Look at the catalog link. If you're interested in something in the catalog link, feel free to contact me via email or phone. And again, check it out. We've got the flash drive. We've got the triangles. I'm going to be bringing up the mini triangles up into the show. It'll be the first introduction. We're going to try to film how to make the mini triangles so that the rest of you can have the access to making it, because I'm all for giving the information for free. So again, check out the site. Check out the catalog link. Again, if you need any help with a consultation, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Alrighty, I think I ran out of time. Did I run out of time? Yep, I did. I hear the music. Okay, listen, thanks for tuning in. Check out the information, you know, check out the site. Start looking at that nano information on my website. Get familiar with it so you don't get taken for a ride. Alright, till the next show Thursday. Stay healthy, you know. Work together. See you in a bit.